hang on. I'll get your mic up. Talk to me for a second. How are you doing?
Hi, Shane. How are you?
I'm not hearing you.
Are you well?
There you go.
You're
I got
good?
You beautifully. Yep.
Yep.
All right. Stand by.
All right.
Okay. Our guest today is Karen Walwork, author, historian, and dedicated keeper of Beachmere's stories. Karen has brought the history of this coastal Queensland community to life through her books, Beachmere Then and Now, and Beachmere Revisited, with a passion for uncovering the places, the people, the moments that have shaped local life. Karen reminds us that history isn't just dates and buildings, it's memory, emotion, and the ties that bind the community access across the generations. Today is no different. We're talking about one of Beachmere's quiet but deeply loved landmarks, the old windmill on Main Street. Karen, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Shane. It's lovely to be here because this story really captures the heart of old Beachmere.
And for people who've never seen it, describe the windmill for us, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, for more than 60 years, there was a Southern Cross Z pattern windmill that stood at number 23 on Main Street, and it was near a large mango tree. It was built by the original landowner, Les Walden, and supplied water not only for his own garden, but also for his sister, May Morgans, who lived next door. It became one of those landmarks people simply expected to see as they drove into Beachmere, and the turning blades were part of the rhythm of the town.
And the windmill, like this, were once very important in rural communities, weren't they?
Yes, very much so. The Southern Cross windmills have been part of the Australian landscape for well over a century. In places like Beachmere, before there was town water, they were actually essential. They pumped the water for homes, gardens, animals, everyday survival, really. But they also presented something else: self-sufficiency, neighbours helping neighbours, and communities working together.
And the windmill became linked to one of the Beachmere's dramatic stories in Main Street. First, the big fire of 1953.
Yes, it was quite extraordinary. In July 1953, a serious fire broke out in Main Street. Now, according to the Brisbane Telegraph of the day, there was a garage, a laundry and a storeroom that was destroyed, along with a utility truck. The owner, Mr. Chadwick, actually ran through the flames trying to save the vehicle, but was forced back and later treated for his burns.
And Beachmere did not have town water at that time.
No, that's what made the situation so dangerous. The newspaper reported the tanks were dry and there was no reticulated water supply. So men and women ran with buckets and wet bags to a nearby windmill and well around 200 yards away to collect water to fight the fire.
And at first, people thought that this was the Walden Morgan's windmill.
Yes, that's right. Early research suggested it may have been a windmill on Main Street, but later investigations revealed the water actually came from another windmill in close proximity, which was near where the Bowls Club would later stand. And even so, the story reminds us how important these structures were. They weren't decorative, they were vital.
And there's also a sadness to this story because the windmill eventually disappeared.
That's correct. When May Morgans passed away, the family hoped the windmill could stay within the community. And there were determined efforts over an 18-month period to relocate and preserve it. But unfortunately, no suitable site could be secured. Eventually, the structure was dismantled and removed.
That would have been very difficult for many locals back in the day.
It was. People became emotionally attached to landmarks like this, and because they hold memories, childhood memories, family stories, moments in time. And when the windmill disappeared, it felt like a part of old Beachmere disappeared with it.
But the story did not disappear there.
No, it was, this is the beautiful part, a local artist that I knew, Stephen Mills of Creative Art, created a mixed media artwork called Through the Window. The painting inspired me to write a poem reflecting on the windmill and saying goodbye to something that was treasured.
You wouldn't mind sharing that poem with us, would you?
I'll do a little snippet for you. Of course. So I looked through the window at number 23, a windmill on Main Street near a big old mango tree. It brought water for the garden and the violets on the sill, built by May's brother Les with all his love and skill. And now its days are over, they are coming to an end. I looked through the window and say goodbye to an old friend.
That's beautiful, Karen. There's such tenderness in those words.
Oh, thank you. Look, sometimes local history isn't just dates and buildings. It's about emotions. It's about memory. And it's the feeling of looking at something familiar and realising how it connects to every generation.
And that's probably why stories are so important and matter so much.
Absolutely. The windmill may no longer stand on Main Street, but through stories, photographs, paintings and poetry, it still turns in the collective memory of Beachmere.
Well, thank you very much, Karen, for sharing the wonderful part of Beachmere history with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Shane. It's been a pleasure.
And the windmill on Main Street may be gone, but thanks to Karen Walwork's efforts, it will never be forgotten. Through her books, Beachmere and Then, and Beachmere Revisited and Beachmere Digging Deeper, Karen has given this coastal community an invaluable gift, its own history, told with care and heart. And thank you very much to artist Stephen Mills, whose beautiful work through the window inspired Karen's moving poem, "That Old Windmill Still Turns, Not on Main Street, but in the Hearts and Minds of Those in Beachmere." Thank you, Karen Walwork. You can sit back now, grab a coffee, relax, and more stories of Beachmere Past from Karen on 101.5fm.com.au podcasts.